What is going on, and welcome to the Real and Raw Show. I am your host, John Marone. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you haven't done so already, please take a second to like, subscribe, and write a review. This show is based around everything real life, real estate, and real tools for real change. So if you're ready to go ahead and have some real change in your life, get your pen and paper, and let's get real and raw. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Real and Raw Show. Hopefully, you had an amazing 4th of July. Hopefully, you had some burgers. Hopefully, you had some dogs. Hopefully, you had some ribs. I know I did. But most importantly, hope you had some time off and some memories made. But now it's time to get back into it. Now it's time to go ahead and get back to it. And today's call is going to be for those who want to get better at follow-up. Who want to get better at follow-up. And here's the thing. Most agents, most salespeople in general, suck at following up. And it's just a reality. So if you're somebody right now that's like, all right, I want to increase my income and I know my follow-up game is weak. I know my follow-up game needs some guidance. It needs some structure. It needs some foundational things in order for me to scale my follow-up game and not be overwhelmed with how many people I got to follow up with. And so today, that's what we're going to talk about. So if that's you saying, all right, man, John, help me with my follow-up game. We did this for our real estate mastery coaching clients. So I'm not going to give you all of the tools we gave them, but I'm going to give you some of them. And just these some will help you create a better system for your follow-up, which will create more scalability, more consistency, therefore more money, right? So as we all say, the fortune's in the follow-up. I like to say, if you want FU money, it's in the follow-up. I'll tell you this, every one of my biggest paychecks always came after these words. John, thank you so much for following up. I've literally just been so busy. Biggest paychecks came after that. Okay, but I'm gonna give you guys numbers here. All right, because men lie, women lie, numbers don't, unless the man or the woman lied about the numbers to make themselves feel better. I've seen it. All right, so here we go. You guys ready for maybe some shocking numbers, some shocking stats? I don't think they are, but maybe to you they might be, but I just hope it opens up your eyes a little bit. So here are some numbers that you need to take a look at, okay? So the first number here is 80% of your leads need to be contacted between the 5th and 12th call. Because 80% of leads, they do not convert until you call them 5 to 12 times, okay? So just know that. Now hear these numbers to really solidify why that's important, okay? 43% of agents never call. They never call their leads. 43% of them. 43% never call their leads. Are you there? Or maybe you're part of the 76%, which I think most agents are, which is 76% of agents only call their lead two times. Two times. Now, I've had people say, yeah, John, you know, I do that for some of my leads, but not all of them. Some I call more, some I call two times. If you are doing it sometimes, then you have no consistency, you have no scalability, therefore you can't have any predictability in your business, and that's what it's all about. So maybe you're not in that 76%, maybe you're actually in a 20%, and that 20% are of people who call their leads more than four times. Hearing that 20% of agents call their lead more than four times, which is needed, obviously, from that first stat I gave you, that should scream opportunity. That should scream opportunity, and the reason for that is because some of these people who are getting the leads, the same leads you have, by the way, they're not better than you. They're not more skilled than you. They're just being more persistent and more consistent. Imagine if you listening right now were more persistent, more consistent, and had the scripts and the skills in order to convert these leads. What would your business look like then? What would your income look like then? Right? So 80% of leads need to be called between the 5th and 12th time. 43% of agents aren't calling at all. Not calling at all. Mind-boggling, right? They're scared of the phone. They don't know what to say, whatever the case may be. 76% of agents only call two times. Not enough. 20% called more than four. And out of the 20%, I would say 7 to 8% of those are actually skilled enough to convert them at a high level. Now, if you're using our scripts, obviously you're gonna. But even if not, at least have a understanding of what not to say on a follow-up and what to say on a follow-up at a very base level. So where are you right now? Are you a part of the 43%ers? Are you a part of the 76%ers? Or are you part of the 20%ers? No matter where you're at, I hope that you have an aim and a goal to be a part of 20%, but also not just, you know, go ahead and be more persistent, more consistent, but also outskill these other agents. So let's look at some foundational things, okay? Like I said, I gave this to our real estate mastery coaching clients. I'm not going to give you guys everything because I want to be fair to them. But if you do want more of what we deliver in our real estate mastery coaching so you guys can get all the nuts and bolts, go ahead and go to gorealestatemastery.com. Gorealestatemastery.com. You can sign up for coaching there. Or if you want to have a conversation with me, shoot me a message on Instagram at realjohnmarone and let's jam. All right, but here's some of the things that you guys need to understand. Okay, there's a foundation to this. Okay, first off, if you don't have a time block for your follow-up, you can't create any consistency there. So in your calendar, what you're gonna do after this, you are gonna find at least 2 days a week, depending on how many leads you have, it's obviously gonna vary, but at least 2 times a week where you have 90-minute time blocks of just follow-up. Now, if you don't have that many leads, obviously, you know, it's going to be a little less than that, or you get more, use that time to get more strategic with your follow-up, which I'll talk about strategy on how to follow up versus, hey, I'm just calling to follow up with you, because that doesn't work. Okay, so have a time block, 2 times a week, 90 minutes. Okay, these are for leads you basically have talked to, but you have not been able to convert just yet. Okay. And so my son just walks into our studio. Hold on 1 second. All right. So this is what it's like to go ahead and record a podcast at the house. So thank you, Aria. Appreciate it. So my daughter Aria just came in and came to the rescue. So if you guys heard that, my daughter who's 6 came in and saved the podcast from not having to stop. All right, so going back to what I was saying. So have scheduled block time, 90 minutes, 2 times a week, okay? Next is follow up with value, okay? Don't just call and say, hey, how are you doing? How's your search doing? That's not going to work. You call with value. Either if you know that they like to do something as far as create a certain lifestyle, call with letting them know there's this event that's going on that matches their lifestyle. Call with, hey, I found about these new amenities in this certain area that they're looking at. New programs for new lenders. Some hand-picked homes. Call with value of either lifestyles, stuff, amenities, new programs your lender has, or hand-picked homes. Not to just see how their search is going. Number 3 is send a video. Reason why is because that 20%, probably 2% of them, if that, are sending video. Stand out of the crowd. Okay? Send video. Next thing I would say is if you don't know about our VIP services, right, and they don't know about it, call to explain it to them. I'm gonna do an entire whole show about this, about what our VIP services look like. We did it for our coaching clients, but I'm gonna do something a little bit different for you guys. This right here is a game changer, so stay tuned for our VIP client podcast episode. You're gonna wanna tune into it with pen and paper. Next is make sure that you're utilizing your CRM. If you don't have a CRM, please get one. Reach out to me, I can tell you some good ones out there. But make sure you're utilizing your CRM with organization, right? So reminders, labels, campaigns to make it scalable. If you are not using a CRM, reach out to me. We could talk to you about some CRMs that work for you. But if you are using a CRM, please use it to its fullest capability with labels, campaigns. This way you go ahead and you could target people. Hey, they're looking over in a 30A area. I can label them 30A. So now when I'm doing my follow-up, I can call about certain amenities that are happening in a certain area of 30A or certain events that are happening versus just guessing and looking through notes. Label, see it, I can get to it faster, right? So for example, I have labeled them as, you know, someone who wants to buy on 30A. I label them as they like to paddleboard. Now when I'm calling, I'm saying, hey, just calling to touch base to see if you saw that paddleboard event that's happening on 30A this weekend. Are you planning on going? No, yes, so whatever the case is, doesn't make a difference, right? but I'm calling to add value of a lifestyle event that is happening in the area that they want, not seeing how the home search is going, right? Or, hey, I'm just calling touch base to see if you saw that home I sent you over in Watercrest Condos. I know that you were looking over there. Did you get a chance to take a look at that? Right? So, yes, I can call about homes, but it's about I'm touching base to see if you saw what I sent. So I'm touching base to see if you saw that that new program that our lenders had just came out with. I sent you an email, but obviously I know we get a lot of those. So I just want to see if you saw that. So I'm not calling to follow up. I'm calling to touch base to see. Okay. Calling to touch base to see. All right. So let's kind of backtrack here, right? A few things I want you guys to do for your systems. Right. First off, create one. Have something in your calendar 2 times a week, 90 minutes. Follow up, only follow up, only follow up, only follow up. Separate it from your actual new leads that you're calling. Okay. Number two is make sure when you're calling with value, right? Lifestyle, amenities, new programs your lender has, something of value that's not just homes. Okay. Now, if it is homes, obviously you get specific with it. Number three, send a video because the 20% of people who are calling after four aren't sending a video. So send a video as well, right? Just call and say, hey, I'm at the beach right now. Would love to go ahead and get you guys down here. But I also wanted just to show you how beautiful it is today. Boom. All right. The next one is have a VIP service. Call about that if you have not articulated what your VIP service is, which is utilizing different strategic alliances in your area, from your doctors to your dentists to your pizzerias to your ice cream shops, connecting with those businesses and establishing a relationship with them where they benefit from your clients and your clients benefit from them. All right. Then don't forget to use your CRM, reminders, labels, campaigns, things of that nature. And then last but not least, when you're calling, don't call to follow up, call to touch base to see. Hey, I'm just calling touch base to see if you saw that event that we're having down here at Baytown. It's a big Bloody Mary event, and I know that you're looking to get some more events down here. I would love to go ahead and buy you some tickets if you're going to be in town. Right? Little things like that. Okay? So make sure when you're following up, you have a foundation. Make sure when you're following up, you have a reason, not just to follow up, but to touch base to see, right? And another thing right now at the time of year, hey, I'm just touching base to see if you saw our summer bash we're having. Have an event for a summer bash or maybe back to school bash, right? Whatever it is, it's an easy way to touch base to see if you saw that we're doing this. Hey, it's summertime. What a great time to go ahead and rent out a movie theater and have an event for your clients. Hey, I'm just touching base to see that we actually rented out the movie theater for everybody to go see The Little Mermaid. Would love to have you and the family there. Do you guys think you could make it? All right, touching base to see. All we're trying to do is be front of mind of things, yes, real estate related, but also relationship building. If you want FU money, it's in a follow-up, but your follow-up has to be done differently than it's ever been done before. It is not the game of just following up to see how things are going. Because, oh, they're going okay. If I see something, I'll let you know. Hell, I haven't really seen anything I liked. Oh, I saw some things I like. I'm just not ready yet. You're getting the same response because you're asking the same lame question. Hey, man, John, how do I convert these people who are just sitting there and I keep following up with them? You're asking the same question that you're getting the answer that you don't want. So if you're not getting the answer you want, right, you're asking the question a different way. But in this case, ask a different question. Ask a better question to get a better response. Ask a better question to get a better result. So if you want the FU money, it's in a follow-up, but start doing it the way that we just went over. Because the old way of you doing it, obviously, your results are showing that it's not there. But here's the cool part. 20%. Only 20% of people are calling more than 4 times. So if you're in that realm, you have a great opportunity. But I'll leave you with this. Don't just outlast them, outskill them. If you could outlast and outskill your competition, that 20%, if you could outlast and outskill, you will create the business that you want to create. Outlast, outskill. That's what it's all about. Yes, those who outlast, right, will beat those who have more skill if they're not in the game, right? If they're no longer playing the game, of course, those who are just still going to be there are going to win. But imagine if you did both. Imagine if you outlasted and you outskilled. Create a foundation for your follow-up. Outlast, outskill. Create the business that you know that you want. And that's the way to start. Now, if you want to go ahead and talk about what our coaching can do for you, stop sitting on the sidelines, stop waiting, stop guessing, stop trying to figure this out yourself. I will go ahead and I will personally have a one-on-one call with you to break your business down. We break down what is your goal for the year, for the next 12 months, and then how to reverse engineer it to how many leads you're going to need to have, how many dials you're going to need to make, obviously how many conversions you need, but not only that, how to get lenders to pay for your marketing. Right? How to go ahead and have a TC if you don't have one already, and how to not pay for your TC and have that transferred to your client. Right? There's so many different avenues to go ahead and create revenue and not lose revenue at the back door every single transaction. It's crazy. If you don't have somebody that's helping you with your marketing, that's where we begin. If you don't have somebody that's taking care of all your transactions on the back end, that's where we begin. If you don't understand what your goal is and how to reverse engineer to get there, that's how we start. We start with all those three key elements, not to mention what to do for sales, what to do for social media, what to do for structure in your business to create more scalability, and then self-mastery, top it all off, because we all need it. All right? So if you are somebody that's like, I'm done sitting on the sidelines, I'm ready to get into the game full time and go into coaching and really, really get myself into a position where I'm super successful in real estate, not just closing 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 deals, but truly creating a business, and having a support system of not just myself, but the other people in our coaching be there for you, and have Unstuck Coaching, which where I can give you one-on-one calls in order to make sure you get over a slump or a hump way quicker and not have to sit there in the slew of stuck and suck by yourself. You do one of two things. You go to GoRealEstateMastery.com and check it all out and sign up. Or if you really truly want to have a quick conversation about it, go either Facebook or Instagram. Instagram's at Real John Marone. Send me a DM, says coaching, and we'll talk about it. One thing I'll tell you right now is what you get out of this podcast is great, but it can't touch what we do in our coaching. We just went over and we just did our 12-week plan this past week. We talked about what it needs to look like. First, we reflected on the previous 12 weeks, and then what it needs to look like for success in all six areas of life. So we have a balanced / integrated life. In the next 12 weeks, what are the goals? How to reverse engineer it? And we did stepping stone goals. So we went to the very beginning of what we need to do to hit that goal. So we did that with our clients on the call. We do the work on the call. We don't just give homework and say, hey, go do this, because we know it's probably not going to happen. So we do the work on the call. That's how we get the results faster. And that's how we reinforce the belief in what we're doing is working, and also create wins immediately every Wednesday at 10 o'clock Central Time. So if that's something that you want to go ahead and explore, go realestatemastery.com, sign up. Don't even try to ask me any questions, because you're just going to go ahead and prolong the inevitable, which is either you signing up or you not signing up. So get it done. Go take a look at it, or message me at Real John Marone on Instagram, or Jonathan Marone. Actually, I had to change it to get verified. Jonathan Marone on Facebook. And we will go ahead and jam on your situation and how we could help and see if there's a fit. Worst thing happen is you find out it's not a fit and you can move on and stop thinking about it. Best thing is you find that it is a fit, get you in coaching, and we change your life and your business. All right. Have an amazing day. Use this follow-up foundation. Go sign up for coaching or reach out to me. And last but not least, don't wait for the door of opportunity to open. Go kick that damn door down and take what is yours.